It's chus to have everybody. The first shiur of this Halakha month, the month of Elul. We have a lot of special chevra that's back with us from a lot of different places. Chevra this week we're in Eretz Yisrael. Chevra that we're doing beautiful chesed on the West Coast. West Coast, or where are you this time? Orlando, I'm sorry, I don't know when they go with the card. Whatever you're doing, it's beautiful, amazing thing. It's Gan Eden there, wherever you're doing. Chevra from Baltimore. And Chevra even from Australia. It's the first time we could say that we have Chevra that's from Australia. Shalom Binyamin was changing the world. Makariv, the Yidden, and the...
What are you doing?
The Yidden from as far as could be, I guess. I don't mean as far as could be Beruchni, but as far as could be Begashmi. It's chus to have everyone for this, the first year of Elul. The first year of Elul, which is a big month. This is a Halakha month that we have to understand the achrayas of this month. The Sefer Panim Yafos brings down, so I quoted in many different places, everywhere I opened up brought down this Torah for some reason. The Shvili Pinchas, Rav Shor, and Lakach Avlivov, everyone was talking about this Torah. The Mishnah Ksuvos tells us, Noisnin lebesula shneim asar chodesh. You give a besula 12 months. What the Mishnah is referring to is it used to be back in the day, in the times of the Gemara, that when someone would get engaged, and go through mice of Kedushin, Erisin, so it wasn't like what we do today. In our days, if you go by a chasana, Mordechai remembers from his own chasana, but those of us who go to chasanas, you see, and underneath the chuppah, at the same time, you have the mice of Kedushin and the mice of Nisuin. You have the engagement, the halachic engagement and the halachic marriage that all occurs at that same night. The engagement being when the chassan takes the ring, which is Shavu Kesef, and says, Hariyak Mekdesh, Libid Batzuk, that's Moshe Yisrael, in front of two Edim, and then the Nisuin, it's Machlik, is exactly what the Nisuin is, but we assume the Nisuin is being underneath the chuppah with the Shev Brachos, and ultimately the Yichud Rum as well, Lefi the Rambam. And that's the marriage. You have the engagement and the marriage. When we say a couple's engaged, so that's really on a halachic level in our days meaningless. There's no real engagement. Halacha, Kedushin Erisin is underneath the chuppah. But it used to be that after Kedushin Erisin, they wouldn't have Maisin Nisuin immediately. Noisin Lebesula Shneimas or Chodesh. You gave a Besula, a woman who's engaged, it's referring to, a woman who's engaged, 12 months prior to Nisuin. And you gave those 12 months for various reasons, for her to prepare and to get whatever it needs to be, and for the husband as well, that time to prepare. And it was a one-year process in between the Kedushin and the Nisuim, the halachic engagement and the actual marriage. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. But Bederech Drush on a deeper level. So it's well known that the month of Elul, the mazel for the month of Elul, is the Besula, the virgin. And that itself, by the way, is unbelievable chizik to each and every one of us. I was thinking about it. If you just think about that, we could spend the next 45 minutes just talking about that, to be honest. Because Vada, each and every one of us understands that these are big days of tshuva, and big days to be working on ourselves, and big days to be improving and trying to gain slicha mechila, trying to gain forgiveness from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But on what level, if we're referring to this month as the Besula, what is the Besula? A virgin. So in the physical world, when someone is a Besula, and then goes through a Maisa, and therefore is no longer a Besula, is no longer a virgin, has the Maisa Bia, has relations, is no longer a virgin, and hopefully that's done in the proper way, bias mitzvah, we're talking about, but whatever way it's done, ultimately, it's impossible to ever go back. It's impossible on a physical level. It's impossible. Once you're a ba'ula, once you're not a virgin, you're never again a besula. So it doesn't matter if lo aleinu, the marriage doesn't work out, and you're a grusha, or chas v'shalom amana, and you're divorced, or you're a widow, or whatever else the reason might be, you're never again a besula. That's the physical biology of a woman. If the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us the month of Elul is a Besula, which we're symbolizing a pesula as someone who's pure and not yet gone through anything that takes away that purity. That means that we, each and every one of us, has the ability of chadish imenu kekedem. We have the ability to lachzor b'tshuva, to not just tshuva doesn't mean just to gain forgiveness, but to go back and tshuva literally shoyv, to return as if it never happened. To go back to that original form of purity, tahara, like we had prior to all the times that we messed up over the previous year. It's amazing chizik, just that we call the month a besula for each and every one of us. Because so many, and we spoke a lot about this last week, if those of you remember, in understanding that we have the ability literally to have a clean slate, but not just to gain forgiveness, but literally as if whatever chait and whatever we've done that wasn't enough because of atzos or taiva or whatever the reason might be, we could go back chadish imenu kekedem. We could become a besula again, which doesn't happen in the normal world. Outside of a girl who's less than three for another, but some of you have learned that and understand. But lamaisa, so that itself is meyach chizik. But listen to the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Ksuvas Staf Nun Zayin Naisin lebesula shnei masachadosh. You give a besula 12 months before marriage, but Bederech Drush in the Sifrei Chassidus, the Pan of Yavos brings down, you give the besula, you give the month of Elul, shnei masar chodesh, all 12 months. You give the besula, nice little besula, you give the month of Elul, all 12 months. Meaning what? There are various gemaras, Gemara Shana Daf Yudam Mebeis, Gemara Makos Daf Gimel Mebeis, and other places that talk about how a chodesh shloishim yoin bashana, a chodesh, 1 month, chashiv shana. In various halachic places, a month is considered an entire year. There are times when a month is considered an entire year. Here, Naislam B'sul, the month of Elul, can bring kapara for an entire year. Naislam B'sul, Shnei Masar Chodesh. Meaning all the whole year, when we didn't do what we should have been doing, we haven't lived up to what the Rebbeinu Shem want from us, just take Elul seriously, Naislam B'sul, Shnei Masar Chodesh. We can mamish, elevate the entire year, and not just elevate, mamish, make it kapsula, like the whole year was pure and perfect. It's an amazing koyach. We have to believe in this month. Believe in the power of this month of Elul as we enter into the Yamim Naraim. But prior to Yamim Naraim, it's not, we're not talking about Yam Naraim yet. We're not talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is Lamal Min Hazman. They don't really even exist. That's for another time, for another place. Right? Shana is Gematra 355. Shana is 355. A year is 355. Aber in the solar calendar, how many days are there? 365. So Shana should be Shasa. Shouldn't be Shana. Shouldn't be Shana. Why is it Shana? 355. Shana, right? So Shasa sounds strange because that's where we're used to Shana. But if we learned from the time we're in first grade or whenever we learned, depends which yeshiva went to, whether we learned any Hebrew or not, where I went to yeshiva, Hebrew didn't really exist, but that's for another time. Lemaisa, some of the chevr in the room went to that yeshiva. Lemaisa, most of the chevr in the room went to yeshiva looking around. So I saw, where did I see the Torah? Probably B'nai Saskar, so that's where I'm living off these days. It wasn't B'nai Saskar. So the B'nai Saskar brings down. B'nai Saskar brings down the reason why it's Shana and not Shasa, because those 10 days it starts to make tshuva is L'malam and Azman. It's not part of the last year, it's not part of the new year, we're still trying to use them as tshuva for the year before, and is it the new year? It's L'malam and Azman. For another time we can talk about that. So we're not going to talk about that, we're talking about Elul, just Elul. Elul has Koichos Shein Kamo. We grab onto every day, for the entire year. Naislam B'sul Shnei Masach Chodesh. So what's our avodah? What's the avodah of these very, very special days, chevra? So I saw a Torah, I saw this in the Shvila Pinchas from the Toldos Aaron. The Toldos Aaron is not the Toldos Aaron that a lot of us look forward to. Sukkot time to go Lamaisa to Tants on Simchas Beis Shueva by Toldos Aaron, by the Varalos Tzadikim, Chasidim. I'm not talking about that Tulsa Aaron. Tulsa Aaron, Rav Aaron of Zitomer, was a Talmud Muvok of the Berditchev, of Levi to Berditchev. And Tulsa Aaron says as follows. You know what Elul is? You know what Elul is? Elul is Aleph Lul. Aleph Lul. Aleph Lul. Right? Elul is Aleph Lul. Shkoyach, okay. Shkoyach, what does that mean? What's Aleph Lul? Now, what's a Lul? What's a Lul? A Lul is a cavity. A Lul is a hole. But what Lul are we referring to? So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Dalet Aleph, says as follows. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, says, Lul Katon, Haya ben Keves l'mizbeach b'maravo shal Keves. There was a cavity, a small cavity, between, in the western, by the western arc, by the Keves, the ramp. Sorry, by the arch, I was trying to say. By the ramp. The western ramp leading to the mizbeach. Right where the ramp hits the mizbeach in the western corner, there was a cavity, a hole. Sheshama yezark im psulei chatas oif. That there, they would see, and if there were pasul korbanos, pasul chatas oif, they couldn't go and be makrab on the mizbeach. They put it in this cavity. They throw it to the side. Ultimately to be burned, but it's talking and referring to where it wasn't fully yet pasul. Not going to get into all the lumdus of it right now, because the halacha needs to be burned. But they take a puzzle of carbon and throw it into this lul. What's Aleph lul? Lul is whatever this makum. Lul represents this makum where the puzzle carbonus would go. What's a puzzle carbon? What's a puzzle carbon? Because we're all trying to be carbonos. Our tefillos are makum carbonos. All of our mitzvos are carbonos to Kadosh Baruch Hu, our sacrifice to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the puzzle carbon? A puzzle carbon. A puzzle carbon is a carbon that can't be brought to Hashem, we're saying. This carbon can't be oila on the Mizbeach. What can't be oila? So the Zohar teaches us. And Dovin, Tzchus V'Aron David is making Siyam. Tzchus, any Torah learned from the Zohar, he has a Chelikin. Baruch Hashem. Mevin Yavin. So in the Tikkuni Zohar, Baruch Hashem, everyone went to the mikvah. You did. Don't tell me no. If you learned the Torah with us that we learned last week of Elul, of the hours of Elul through Aser Shemei Tshuva, the 40 days connected the Mem Saw of the Mikvah and the 960 hours connected the 960 Lugan of the Mikvah. So we're all in a Mikvah. So don't worry, we all are in a Mikvah right now. We're in the midst of this big Mikvah. So the Zohar says in Tikkuni HaZohar Tikkun Yud Daf Chaf Amabez. He says, "The chachma bina in the stars b'moicha v'liba birechimu d'chilo." All chachma and bina, all chachma and bina. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, let me just think for one second. Bina is gematria el, but for another time, chachma ubina, all chachma and bina. In an istaros b'moicha v'liba berechimu d'chilu, they're hidden in our mind, in our heart, in ava and yira, berechimu d'chilu, in ava and yira. The key to chachma ubina, the key to true chachma bina, true understanding of Rabbeinu Shalom, is ava v'yira. And listen to this: v'araisa. And when you have Torah, a learning of Torah, below the chilu rechimu, without avas and yiras Hashem, la purcha leila, that Torah doesn't fly up to Shemayim. That Torah doesn't make it up there. And similarly, let me just read one more stanza from the Hilge Zohar. V'Torah u'mitzvah, alai idmar v'niglos lanu, Torah mitzvos. That's what it's referring to. Haniglos lano, it's revealed to us. We could see when we do mitzvahs, we could see the Torah we learn. However, v'toro mitzvah, when you have Torah and mitzvahs, below the chilur chimo, which is not in conjunction with avas and yiras Hashem, not together with love and awe of God, when you're just doing a mitzvah, without awe, without love, you're doing a mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah because it's robotic, it's a mitzvah because I'm just used to doing it day in and day out. Look around shul, so often you see yidden that are just there because that's part of their daily routine. But they hardly say one word. They stand there, they come to minyan for mincha, and the entire time they're on their iPhone checking out other things. And they don't even know they went to shul. They don't even know if they said Shemon Esrei. It's just robotic. It's part of the... It's part of the mechanical way of life. Or there are those, we do mitzvahs, chves nish for big kavod, so we can have our names on buildings. People do things like this, unfortunately. That's below the chilur chimo. It's mitzvah without avira. Or people learn because of the intellectual pursuit of the learning. Or learn because they want a good shidduch. So I could say chvesnes. I'm in the Rav Asher shir in the mirror, even though they never met Rav Asher, and they don't even know where the mirror is. I'll tell you, Emes Bamito. When I was learning Keren B'Yavne many years ago, I was learning Keren B'Yavne. This goes back chvesnes. How many years ago? How old am I? 35. 17 years ago, about the I'm learning Keren B'Yavne, and one night it was Chanukah. It was Chanukah, and we had off from yeshiva like a day or two Chanukah. And I went with a close friend, and I went to Yerushalayim. I think it was Thursday night. We got off like Thursday afternoon for the whole entire Shabbos, something like that. So Thursday night, we're gonna stay. A friend of mine said, "Oh, we'll stay. I have cousins learning in the mirror, and they have a few extra beds in their dira. Thursday night, we'll stay by my cousins." So I go with him to the cousin. And I'm like, I knew, oh, by this time, this is already, it's Chanukah of Shana Aleph, so I really, I was a Yid, I already knew Meir Sharmwell and that area and that much, and you knew. And I knew where the mirror was, not that I knew much about it at that point, but I knew where the mirror was. It was a little later that I had the schus to meet the Rashiva for the first time. I'll tell you an amazing story, a little tangent, you have to hear the story, when I discussed to meet my Rebbe for the first time, the Rashiva Masan Tzvi Zatzal, told him this last week, but Matzei Tisha B'Av this year, I hear that's the ice you're talking about, okay? Matzei Tisha B'Av this year, so I don't know why, I was going to my office and going through certain things, and I found in there a picture, an 8x10 that I made years ago, of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal of Nazan Tzvi with Simcha Willig. Chabad HaChever knows Simcha Willig. I was there with him. This goes back a good 10 years ago, probably. And I took a picture, and I blew it up to give him as a matana, and I just never gave it to him, I guess. It was just sitting in amongst papers. I found it here. And I think to myself, I have to give this to Simcha. He'll be so excited. I don't know. Maybe he has one, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But if he doesn't have one, it's mamish something priceless. You can't get one of those anymore, you know. It's not mamish priceless, right? I look at my phone, I didn't have Simcha Willig's number. I haven't seen Simcha Willig in 6-7 months. I had some chasana, was the last time I probably bumped into him somewhere. I'm thinking I have to get to Simcha Willig. Okay, this was late on Matzei Tisha B'Av. The next morning, right after davening, I said, I gotta go. Mamash had to run to Reuben to get a haircut for him to do my beard. I go to Reuben, and it's packed obviously already. I walk in, it was the first person I see in Reuben, Simcha Willig. Mamsh, very next morning, 9:30 in the morning about. First person I see, Simcha Willig. I say, this is crazy. I'm mamish, last night, I'm thinking about you. There were long, we both had to wait a little bit. I said, get in my car, I gotta come take you to get you something special. I take him home to the house. We go, I find it, I give him the picture. He mamish obviously loved it. He acted like it was the best thing in the world and that he didn't have one yet. It could be that it was all pretending and he had one already. I'll never know because he's Simcha Willig. But Lemaisa, we're in the car, listen to this, we're in the car going back to Reuben, and for some reason he asks me about the first time I had this chus to meet the Rashiva, when that was and what was the story. I don't know why he asked me such a question. He knew I was close with the Rashiva as one of my rebbeim, but he asked me when the first time. Happened to me the first time, it was January of my Shana Aleph, and I was walking in Meisharim, and a friend of mine, Pinny Solomon, I don't know if anyone, oh, it's your cousin, Avram Arya's cousin, Pinny Solomon, you know him, right? Yeah. Okay. It's his first cousin, I don't know, you know how it is, I don't know. So Pinny Solomon, who I was friends with growing up, so he was in our, so I bumped into him, and somebody told me I have to come to the Rashiva. I never heard of Nassim Finkel before at that point. And he took me, and the first time he took me to the Erev Shabbos Shmuz, and I mamish from that point on, from that one Shmuz, he was already my Rebbe, and mamish is the most special person in the world, and changed my life. So I told him this, I told Simcha Wilkins, I didn't even tell him the name Pini Solomon, because I didn't think he knew who that was, and I just said a friend of mine, whatever. We get back to Reuben. I haven't seen Pini Solomon in probably 7-8 months. We walk into Reuben. The second we get back, walk in. First person, who's standing right there? Pini Solomon. Pini Solomon. Can't make this stuff up. Siad Deshmaya, the Rebbeinu Shalom. I don't know why. So I introduce him. I go, Simcha, it's Pini. What are we talking about again? The mirror. Oh, so the mirror.
Shabbos.
The mirror. Oh, so we go. Thank you, Chaver. I'm sorry. It was worth it. It was a good story. No, it was good. It was worth the tangent. So Thursday night, we go to this Dira. And we go. I'm got off. And I find the Dira to the mirror is like way down Geula. Like past Kikar Shabbos. Down into Geula. A nice long walk from the mirror. I was like, I know where the mirror is. If I want to learn in the mirror, I want to learn within steps of the mirror. When I had this chus to learn the mirror, I learned mamish like a 1 minute walk from the Beis Medrash maybe. Here, I'm like, what are these guys living so far away from yeshiva? This is crazy. I know where Wilg's mirror trip, you get a deer around of that area, by the way, but that's okay, that's what you have to get, because that's open, because it's so far away from the mirror. If it was close to the mirror, you can't have an open deer like that. Lamaisa, we get in, I'm talking to some of the guys that meet his cousin, some other guys in there, we're talking, I'm like, so I'm talking about that. I asked them who's shir you're learning, and no answer. They don't have an answer. They don't know. And they said, Lemaisa came out. I was talking to one of the guys who's been learning in the mirror already since Elzman this January. He doesn't know how to get to the mirror. He didn't know how to get to the mirror. So Lemaisa, you know, what is he doing there? What is he doing there? Tricking his parents. He's there for shiduchim purposes. I don't know why he's there, but unfortunately, there's so many yidden who are involved in Torah and mitzvos for all different reasons outside of Lishma. And when you're involved in Torah and mitzvos, b'dala d'chila rechima, the Zohar says, without Ava and Yira, without the Rebbeinu Shalom in those Torah and mitzvos, la yechilas l'salka l'meikam kadam Hashem. Those mitzvos are not able to be removed and go up before Hashem. They don't enter, they're not brought as karbanos. Those Torah mitzvos enter into the lul. They entered that cavity of psule karbanos. Because there's no lishma. The machshavas aren't there. The ava and the year is not there. There's a gemara in Chagiga, daf yud beis and beis, that talks about Michael, the malach Michael. How he brings, whatever this means, and the different chazals talk about what this is talking about, but he brings karbanos up in Shemayim. There's a big discussion of what that's talking about, but the Tolus Aaron explains those are our Torah mitzvos that are being brought on the Mizbeach Shel Elyon to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And just like there's a lul here where the psule karbanos are brought to that lul and don't enter the Mizbeach, so too the Malach Michal he takes and he looks through, and the Torah mitzvos that's full of Adam, full of Yira for the right reasons and connected to Abishter, and the Rebbeinu Shalom's in it. So those are makriv and brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Torah mitzvahs, b'li ava b'li yira, Torah mitzvahs that doesn't have Rebbeinu Shalom in it. You know what happens to them? Lelul katan, they fall by the wayside. They don't make it up to the Rebbeinu Shalom. They don't make it up to the Eibishter. I was called this week. I have so much to say on this topic. I told your father not to come, or he's coming. I don't know. I was called this week. Called this week about a shidduch. There's a reference on a shidduch. It's called a bunch of times this week on different references of shidduchim. But this particular one happens to be a Talmud who's a Ben Torah, a Baal Yishmayim, a Baal Midos, Mamish, a Talmud that I would happily give my own daughter to. Emes Bamito. And the woman called about her. It was her daughter, and she called to ask questions. She asked one of those questions. At one point, I basically stopped and said, listen, this is you'd be crazy not to take the shidduch, but the family's amazing. And Baruch Hashem, she was makabel, and I think it's going to go through, but that's... And what at one point she asked me, and it was a very good question, a very interesting question to hear from a young... Oh, I don't know how old, whatever, this mother of this young girl. She says, I heard he's a very serious Ben Torah, his big Talmud Chacham. Why does he love learning so much, and why is he putting so many hours into his learning? And she was asking, she wasn't asking from a perspective of what's important about Torah. She understood that, I could tell. She's asking why this particular young man loves learning. What is he doing in his learning? And I was able to say about this, my immediate answer, this about this specific Talmud, was I told this woman, I said, I want you to know, this Talmud understands what it is to be an Eved Hashem, what it is it means to serve Hashem, understands what it is to live in this world, and understands that every moment that he's learning Torah, he's building a closer Kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's not just learning Torah, he's connecting to the Nosei Na Torah, every word that he learns. And that's why he can't stay away from it, and it's so important to him. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam in his Torah. There's Ava V'Yira in his Torah. It's not just Torah, it's Torah Ba'Ava V'Yira. And when there's Torah mitzvahs without that, as we see, it doesn't go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's left to the wayside. The Tanya, I wish we had the time, I could read through the whole Perek. Perek Mem discusses this at length. And in Perek Mem, he discusses, I wanted to read it inside, but there's so much I want to get through, so I'm not going to right now. I suggest you do, but he talks about when you sit and learn Torah without Lishma, it doesn't go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's stuck. He says that's what it means, the Pasuk in Kohelet, Ma Yisron La'adam Cho'amalo Shiyamal Tachas Hashemesh. What gain is there for a person who puts in so much toil underneath the sun, meaning it stays in this world, Tachas Hashemesh. It doesn't get up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't enter into that world. Even though you're Amal, and that's not talking about meaningless activity, even in Torah mitzvot, but it's b'li'ava, b'li'ira. And that's what Pshat is, Ashrei mi l'balakan v'talmudo b'yado. Praiseworthy is someone who comes here and his Talmud is there. We understand that meaning, and it does as well, Shivim Panim Torah, that we should learn our Torah so well, should be so one with us, that when we get up to Shabbat, we should be able to be holding in our Torah. Not just something that we should be able to be holding in what we learn. Ashrei mi shebalakam v'talmudo b'yado. I'm one in my Torah. But the Tanya is saying, Pirish lo nishar lamat b'lamazah. Ashrei mi shebalakam, and his Torah is actually up there because he was doing it lishma. As opposed to someone who was sitting and learning and doing mitzvos. But b'li lishma, b'li ava, b'li yira. Without that passion, without the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Torah mitzvos, it's left here in this world. Lo aleinu. And then he goes on, Ubizei Yuvan Hativ Hadidchilu Rechima Nikram Gadfin. Now that means, Tani, now we understand why Ava and Yira, love and fear of God and awe of God, are our wings that carry our Torah mitzvahs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You could sit and learn Torah, you could do a mitzvah, but Li Ava Yira has no wings. So it has no wings, it doesn't go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And listen to what he ends with. Again, you should open up and read the whole parak, but he says, Mi shelo higia lemida zu. Someone who doesn't reach this level. Little main om haba. To taste the olam haba of a mitzvah and Torah. Because when you have the Ava Yira, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is present in your Torah, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is present in your tefillah, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is present in our mitzvahs, in our chesed, then your time olam haba. And if you haven't tasted olam haba by doing that, ela dayin nafsho shoykev etzama l'Hashem, your soul still yearning and thirsting for God. The kolsol of kolayom ve'enu marvet simono b'me'at Torah shofanav, and he's not being satiated by the thirst, his thirst by the water of Torah right in front of you. The water's right there. The Torah is there, the mitzvahs are there, but you're not having the Ava and the Yira, so you're not satiated from it. You don't feel it, you don't love it. It's like you're sitting right at the banks of a river, and you're screaming, Mayim, Mayim, water, water. I want water, lishtos, to drink. You're at the bank of a river, and you're screaming for Mayim. That's somebody who's involved in Torah mitzvahs, b'li ava, b'li yira, because your soul is not satiated from that. You're not toying the oil on ball of it. And when you do it correct, when you have the Ribbono Shel Olam in your Torah mitzvahs, mamish, it's tam gan eden. There's nothing sweeter. There's nothing hanechamadim yizavim yipazavim sukim yidvash. It's the greatest stuff in the world. I always try to help to understand. Forget it sometimes. Lo aleinu, forget about the chiv mitzvah, the chiv Torah. Do it because it's the greatest thing in the world. You'll feel great. All we want in life is simcha zachayim. All we're in pursuit of happiness. This is tam gan eden. if it's done right. You sit and learn Torah, you do mitzvahs for other reasons, anything else, you're not tasting that water, the Tanya is telling us. So how, if our whole lives were so involved with our mitzvahs and our Torah going to that lul, what's our avoid? Our avoid is bring Hashem back. And that's tshuva, as the Bnei Yisrael says. Tshuva is tashuv hey. Tashuv Hashem. Tashuv tshuva is tashuv hey. Bring Hashem back into the picture. My daily routine is beautiful. I go to Minyan 3 times a day. I have Seder in the morning. I have Seder at night. I make my brachos. I wear my tzitzis. I look at my day. I've been mevatam shmir, say naim b'chashem, I'm great. I put beautiful chvesnish zachim on my phone. I can't even get to anything that's inappropriate. And I've mamish, I haven't fallen in years. I'm good. Where's my avoda? What's my avoda? Toshuv hey. Bring Hashem back into the picture. Is Hashem there in all that I do? Is the Ribbono Shel Olam present in my learning? Is the Ribbono Shel Olam present in my davening? Is the Ribbono Shel Olam present in my chesed? Is the Ribbono Shel Olam present in the morning when I have the chus to put on my tzitzis? Am I thinking I'm wrapping myself in the Ribbono Shel Olam and Eibishter? The Ribbono Shel Olam's in these mitzvahs, in this Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam's in my life. Ava, Yira. And that's Pshat Elul. Elul, the Tol Zaharan, Aleph Lul. Bring the Aleph, Hashem Echad, back to the Lul. Take the Lul or mitzvahs in Torah. Take that cavity that's full of Torah mitzvahs that are puzzled because the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't there. The Machshavas weren't there. The Lishma wasn't there. The Avanir weren't there. Reattach the Aleph to it. Make it into Elul. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Tshuva, Toshav Hashem. The Rebbe Shlita, Rebbe Spiegel, he told me last week, Mamish Meirzik, we were talking and I was telling him, we were schmoozing a little bit, different stories, different Torah, and he told me that recently, the Chvesnish, whoever the maintenance staff of the Shtibul, I don't know, quit, got a better job, I don't know, whatever it might be, and he needed someone new to clean the shul, to mop the floors, to whatever Chvesnish. So one of the local individuals came and brought someone of the Umas Oilam, I don't know, Lemaisa to be the maintenance staff and to come and to wash the floor. This non-Jew walks into the shtibel. He looks around to see, to show him what he's going to have to do. He looks around. He's there, he's looking around, he walks around the shul, he turns to the individual, to the man who brought him, says, I'm so sorry, I can't take this job. He says, why, what's wrong? It's not going to be so difficult, we'll pay you well, but I can't take this job. This place is too holy, God is here. And I'm afraid if I'm not going to do a good enough job, I'm not going to mop well, I'm not going to whatever, it's going to come back to haunt me, I can't take this job where God is here. You hear this? This guy, this Eini Yehudi, he felt it's too holy for him. He felt God. He felt the Ribbono Shel Olam. Halavai, the Yidin should feel the Ribbono Shel Olam when they walk into a shul, Beis Knesses. Halavai, we should feel when we walk into a Beis Medrash that it's the house of God. And we're with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Halavai, we should feel that way when we're actually davening, when we're learning, when we're doing mitzvahs. With this, we could understand a very famous Gemara. The Gemara Chagiga, Daf Tesem and Beis, you all know the Gemara, whether you learned Chagiga, you didn't learn Chagiga. V'shaftim re'isam bein tzaddik l'rasha bein oyved alukim l'asher lo yavdu. We have to understand what's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, someone who serves God, someone who doesn't serve God. Hainu tzaddik, hainu oyved alukim, hainu rasha, hainu asher lo yavdu. What are the two, what are these categories? If you're tzaddik, you're an Eved Hashem. If you're not a tzaddik, you're not an Eved Hashem. Amrlei, ivdu v'lo ivdu trevayu tzaddik gemurin yinu. No. Both are tzaddikim gemurim. If you someone who serves Hashem and doesn't serve Hashem are both tzaddikim. What does that mean? So who's the one who's Eved Elokim and who's not Eved Elokim? It all depends. Very famous, you all know this, right? We can't compare someone who learns something 100 times to someone who learns it 101 times. And meaning, if you learn only 100 times, you're not an Oyved Elokim. If you learn 101 times, you're Oyved Elokim. We've spoken about this at this table before. The Tanya actually has a Meridic idea on this. We're not going to chazer that right now. But everybody asks, what's Pshat? I learned through a Gemara 100 times. Vada, yeah, we all agree 101's better. But such a difference that if you only learn, first, I learned the Gemara 100 times, I'm not an Oyved Elokim. I'm not an Oyved Elokim if I learned 100 times. And because I learned it one more time, I'm an Oyved Elokim. How many of us in this room could say we learned through certain Gemaras 101 times, 100 times? What's Peshat in this Gemara? Told us Yaakov Yosef, the Degelmach and Ephraim, and others bring down from the Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. Nice Halakha idea. He says, what's Pshat? What's Pshat? What does it mean? In Edoyime, we can't compare Me'a Pam, L'shona Perka, Me'a V'echad. It doesn't mean 100 to 101. You can't compare if you learn things 100 times. Just learn 100 times. L'me'a V'echad. To learn 100 times with Hashem Echad part of it. It's Eino Doime when Hashem is part of your learning. Then you have that Echad there. Eino Doime. Otherwise they all go to the Lul. Otherwise they all end up in that cavity, the Psule Karbonos, that Malach Michal picking and throwing to the side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be there in our Torah and our mitzvahs. It has to be our Goshas Alev, Ba'ava, Be'ira. Trust me, by the way. Number one, if you don't, we're saying it doesn't go up to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it doesn't go up to Shemayim, it's all Chas V'Shalom, the Bittul. But secondly, if there's no Avi Yir, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. Because the circumstance of life changes. And maybe you're doing it robotically and it fits to your schedule right now. Or maybe there's a certain cover you're looking after, a certain reason, or whatever it might be. Shalom L'Shema. Yeah, the Doctor Shalom L'Shema. But ultimately, what's going to happen? Eventually you'll drop it. Because if it's dependent on some other reason, that reason's not going to last. And I see it all the time. It's so sad. Yidden who sit and learn for years, went to Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, and then came back and sat and learned, and then suddenly are not learning a word. I spoke to a Talmud today, beautiful Talmud who was sitting and learning for many years. And he called me to discuss something. I said, so what are you learning days? Rabbi, that's an issue. I really have got to get back to that. Couldn't tell him. There's nothing he's learning these days. His wife still covers her hair. And he still goes to Minyan. But he's not learning anything these days. Even Mishnayis. Tell me you're learning. You're focusing on Tanakh. Tell me you're learning something. If it's Me'av Echad, it's Eino Doim. Because it's Me'av Echad, it's with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So how can I not want that? How can I not be a part of that? And this is also Pshat in the Mishnah Novos. Peladika Mishnah on the surface, but now you understand it even before I explain the answer. Mishnah Novos, Paragimel, Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Distai Bar Yonai, Mishum Rab Meir Omer. Kol Hashoich Keach Dover Echon Mimishnaso. Anyone who, on the simple Pshat, anyone who forgets one thing of his learning, Malo Bakasu Kilim is Chayev Benafsho. Pazi tells you, Ziv Am Chayev Misa. So everyone in this room thinks to himself, if you learned this Mishnah, we're all Chayiv Misa. Yeah, forget about Gilurai, Shuchel, Daman of Zara. Is there anyone in this room, I didn't forget anything in my learning? I forget all of my learning. There's nothing in my learning I remember. There's nothing in my learning I remember. So I forget it. But now we can understand, the Magid Mezrich explains, Kol HaShokheach Dover Echad Mishnah. So if you forget the Echad, you forget the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Eibishter, the Ava, the Yira. Then it's Mischayev and Afshot. It's not worth living. Then you don't have anything. You see, when we do it right, we do it with Lashma, it goes up to Shemayim, we're saying. If we do it right, it goes up to Shemayim. There's also Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim, Daf Nun Amud Beis. Rava Rami Ksiv. Rava brings up Machloikis in the Pesukim. One pasuk says, Ki Gadol Ad Shemayim Chastecha. Your Chesed is Ad Shemayim, up until heaven. And one Ksiv, Ki Gadol Me'al Shemayim Chastecha. Your Chesed is above What's the chesed of Hashem? Only up to Shemayim or even above Shemayim? Haketzad kan b'yisn lishma v'kan b'yisn shelo yishma. Depends if you do lishma or not lishma. If you do lishma, it's me'al Hashemayim. You do it not lishma, the chesed is tachas Shemayim. That's how the Rabbanu Shem is relating to us, but obviously it's all midah k'neged midah. Meaning if we do Torah mitzvahs lishma, so the Torah mitzvahs, we say, like the Tanya says, flies up above Shemayim, so the chesed is l'malam and ateva. The chesed the Rabbanu Shem does back for us. But if we do Torah mitzvahs v'adah, even Torah mitzvahs shalol lishma, we get some schar and something to it, but it's only staying in this world, the chesed is mitachas Hashem, it's mitachas Shemayim. It's all one and the same. And then ain't no doim and meyapan mameyav echad. Because ain't shichol if ne kisei kvodecha. Once the Torah reaches kisei kvodecha, there's no shichol, it can't be forgotten. Ain't no doim. Once you learn it 101, meaning 100 with Hashem, it's not going to be forgotten. Because ain't shichol, because it's lvne kisei kvodecha. The Megala Mukos explains that Asher mi sheba lekan v'talmuda biyado, lekan is gematria 101. Asher mi sheba lekan v'talmuda biyado. I mean, how are you going to come there and your Talmud biyado? How's the Torah going to be up in Shemayim? If it's lekan, if it's 101, if it's mea be'echad, if it's the 100, if it's with the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it's going to be there. This is the Aleph Elul, Elul. This is our month. Our month is to rebuild, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, rebuild the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not just to do more. It's to do what we're doing. Do all the same actions. Assuming we're doing, go to Minyan and learn and where tzitzis and everything we're doing and chesed and, but bring back the Aleph Lul. Bring back the Eibishter. That's what Elul's for. Bring back the Kesher to Hashem. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, that most famous pasuk for these days, is all about what? That relationship. That's what needs to be brought back. That's what Elul's for. Focus on that. How so? In whatever way you need to. It means I need to learn a little more Musar these days, a little more Machshava these days, to take time and do Cheshbon HaNefesh these days a little bit, to make sure that our Avodah is full of Ahava and Yira, make sure our Avodah is full of Rabbeinu Shalom. By the way, the Gematria of Belev Elul, at the heart of Elul, Belev Elul, of course, 101. The heart of Elul is that same 101, that Me'av Echad, is bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom back. Who is the one that is sitting in Shemayim that we said, the Gemara Chagiga, Yuvbez and Beis, that sees our Avodah, whether it should be brought as a Karban, L'malam in HaShemayim, or put in the Lul? Who is the Malach? Who do we say? Michael. Michael's the one who's in charge, the Sar that's in charge, the Sar HaGadol is in charge of this, determining and looking at our mitzvahs, whether they should be L'malam in Shemayim, Mitach in Shemayim. What's Gematria, Michael? 101. Can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Me'a ve'echad. Hashem echad, Ishmo echad. To be with the Abish, to be with the Rabbeinu Shalom. You have no idea. You know what it is? You know what? This topic, Mamish, to me, it's like, because when you have it, those of us who have it, those of us who understand what Ahava and Yira is, those of us who have the Rabbeinu Shalom in our life, when we're learning, when we're davening, when we're doing mitzvahs, you understand how sweet and beautiful it is, and now you want it for everybody else. You want it for everybody else. And you see, when Yidden are not loving learning, and not loving davening, and not, it's because they don't have it, because the Rabbeinu Shalom is not, it's a mechanical Avoida, Beli, Hargosha, because there's no Ava, no Yer, there's no Rabbeinu Shalom there. It's empty, it's void. And with a famous story, I happened to just pick up and read again in this book on the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidios. I happened to just pick it up this week. And I read this story, which I've seen before. Some of you might know the story, but I thought it was Mamish everything we're talking about. Yisrael Salanter was once walking through the streets of a European city when he began to feel extremely thirsty. He walked into a restaurant and ordered a cup of water. When he finished his drink, he walked over the counter to pay and was shocked at the astronomical bill they handed him. "All I drank was a cup of water," he protested. "True," replied the manager. "A cup of water doesn't cost much. But when you drink it in my restaurant, you're paying not only for the water, you're also paying for the ambiance." Rasul later told the students this story provided him with the answer to a long-standing question he had. When we drink water, we recite the blessing, Shakol Ni Abidvaro. Everything was created through his utterance. Why do we make such a broad statement when thanking Hashem for some water? Everything was created. Shouldn't such a grand bracha be reserved for something more significant? The restaurant manager answered my question, said Rasul. We are not thanking Hashem only for the water. We are thanking Him for the ambiance. You see, Chavra, when we drink a cup of water, we're not thanking Him just for water that He gave us, which we are, but we're understanding and recognizing God is in this. There's an what's ambiance? Ambiance is the bigger picture, is the environment. What's the ambiance of my water is that the Rabboni Shalom is here as well. He's part of it. The ambiance of life is the Rabboni Shalom is here in everything that we do. The ambiance of my learning is that it's not just Torah, it's Chochmah Elokis, and the Rabboni Shalom is found in my Torah. And in my tefillah, I'm connecting to Hashem as well. And in all of the mitzvahs, and everything I do, there's an ambiance. What's the ambiance, Echad? There's a Rabboni Shalom, there's an Eibishter. There's not just Meah, it's Meah Ve'Echad. And that's El. Take that, those psule korbanos all year long that we believe, Hargosh, B'liav, B'liyira, and bring the Rabboni Shalom back. Tashuv, hey, bring the Rabboni Shalom back into my world. Bring the Rabboni Shalom back into our life. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, each and every one of us. We rezoicha over this month, now. Now wait till Sar Shemei Tshuva. Now, I'm not talking Rosh Hashanah, now Yom Kippur. Not by Ni'ilah, suddenly I'll open up my heart. But start trying to bring the Rabboni Shalom. Think, it just starts a chesbon, whatever, right? Take, maybe before we have a Seder, take 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, think, I'm about to learn Chochmah Elokis. I'm about to connect to Rabboni. Don't just open a Gemara. Whatever you're learning, Chvesnish, whatever, Kedushin, Ksuvas, Baba Basra, Baba Kama, whatever Masechta, don't just open the Gemara. Before I open the Gemara, decide I'm going to take 10 seconds, think, I'm about to learn the Holy Torah of God. It changes it all. Before I start my Shemoneh Esrei, take a few seconds and think about those words, Shavisi Hashem Negdi Samid. Think about Hashem Sefzai Tiptoch Vi Agitil Secha. Think that I'm about to talk to Hashem. I'm not just davening because it's an avodah, because it's a chiyuv. I'm about to talk to Hashem. And maybe as well when we start, when we do chesed, which hopefully we all do, and we're involved in giving and helping people, to think when we're helping people and think that a mamish, this is part of avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the service of God in everything that I do. That's El. That's what these days are for. Again, it doesn't mean I'm changing anything I'm doing. I'm doing everything in action, it's all the same. It's the same Torah, it's the same tefillah, it's the same chesed. But the thought process, the heart, the soul, the Rabbeinu Shalom suddenly is present. God is present in everything that we do. And that's something amazing. And that will change my life. That will change my El. That will change everything that I do. Be'ez Hashem Yishbarach, we should be Zoicha to bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into our hearts, into our souls, into our actions. And that's us. Everything we do will be L'malam in Hashemayim. And if our actions are L'malam in Hashemayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom will act back with us. L'malam in Ateva. We'll be M'zake B'din. We'll be Zoicha to K'siv Chsim Ateva. Yer Simcha, Yer Bracha. In all that we do, a lot of us are starting. A lot of our yeshivas, we start a little bit late, and we're starting, a lot in the room are starting their zman this week. It should be a big zman of bracha and atzlacha, of learning, and more important than the learning and the davening and everything else, of kirvas elokim yitov, of closeness to God and all that we do, understanding the purpose, understanding the connection between it. Not just that we're doing, but we're getting close to God. And that tzchus will be zeichet, simcha, and bracha, every single moment of our lives. Well, the tzchus now to hear